Then it seemed there was a time when you were probably biting off more than you could chew in the 70s.
Yeah.
And you had a line of credit.
Yeah.
With a Tulsa bank.
Yeah. When we bought the stores, we ended up we had to buy them after a lawsuit and all sorts of stuff we won't get into. And so they pulled our loan, and they didn't say you had to pay us now. They just said you can't borrow anymore, and you're going to have to pay this off. It was pretty ugly. Our P&L and what was going to happen when you bought these stores and then you found out that they were manipulating the books. I got a new suit, you know, and a nice tie. I went to every bank, and I got this spiel, and I would go look for capital for a line of credit. And we tried everybody in Tulsa and everybody in Kansas City and everybody in Wichita. And
you had all these people saying no to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were senior kind of people. They were old guys, and they'd sit behind a desk and shake their head.
And you were about 30-some years old?
Yeah, 35 or something like that.
Right.
And so one of our shareholders said, well, you ought to go see Republic National Bank, which is no more, of course, because they got bought out by bought out by bought out. But we went down, and I got in.
In Dallas?
Mm-hmm. And I got to meet this young guy who was, you know, instead of being an old man, he was a young guy, young, smart guy. And I had my spiel.
And which you'd given about 20 times by that time.
Well, or 30 or 50, I don't know. And so I had the spiel down. And he said, well, we'll take a look at it, and we'll call you back. I was trying to borrow $1 million to pay off the Bank of Oklahoma. And he said, well, Chester said, we looked at your deal, and we don't think that $1 million is enough.
Your heart's sinking.
Yeah. And he says, we think you need at least $1 million, too. Is that okay? And I said, yeah, that's wonderful. And we used them until they went through bankruptcy in the 80s, like BOK went through it and like everybody else went through it in the oil world.
But I want to bring you back to those days when you went to those banks. How did you maintain your attitude, your mood? It had to be a real sinking feeling. Am I going to lose it all?
No, we didn't think we'd lose it all. We thought we couldn't expand. We thought, you know, that we don't have credit, that we have to pay off the credit we have, that we'll earn our way out of it. We just had to shut down growth.
Okay.
We just couldn't do what we wanted to do. But we knew we weren't going to go down by then.
It was working. It was
we were
cashing
money
for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And if we didn't spend money, we would build capital. But it was unpleasant.
Yes.
And then the bank in Dallas was so good to us. I had boys because we kind of had trainees that would come through and would call on little companies like us. So one of them was Terry Carter. And Terry Carter became our chief financial officer for many, many years. He was just a kid, but he was a smart kid, and I liked him, and he liked us, and so we hired him away from Republic National Bank, but they weren't too worried because they had lots of boys.
But then that bank in Tulsa that sent you away, the Bank of Oklahoma,
We're back with them.
You're back with them again.
And I was on their board for a number of years, and Chet's on their board, and we have a good relationship with them. And it's different management. It's different, you know.
And different era, too, different times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you had a creed is don't fall in love with real estate.
Yeah.
You needed to become ready to relocate if it need be.
Yeah. I mean, people fall in love with real estate when they own it. And we don't own a lot of real estate because if you think about not having capital, and it takes capital to buy dirt, it costs capital to build buildings. And we're back in that mode right now because we're expanding rapidly because we're in a recession. And a recession is a great time to expand because you don't have as much competition for land, don't have as much competition for a lot of things if you have capital. And we don't have enough capital to do it, so we go back to outside people buying the land and building the buildings for us with a long lease. But that's the way we had to do it for years. I mean, we couldn't even buy a vacant lot. We're using all the money we had to operate stores.
So these stores, then, that we see in other markets, you don't own the building or the land.
Some of them we may.
Okay. I mean,
we got to the point where we were owning about half of them, but we never owned all of them in an expansion period, and now we're back because we want to move fast, and we have been moving fast, and we don't have the capital to move fast and build the buildings. Because a building is $3.5 million, the land and building and all the pavement and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of money in big towns, and that's where we want to be. So we were back to that, and we'll work out of that, and we'll get back to owning some of the stores, especially the ones that are critical. The travel centers and some of the ones that are diamonds in the rough that we want to really control forever. But everything changes.